The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, says government is increasing avenues for improved investment in the country. The she noted is due to pragmatic policies put in place under the Better Ghana agenda. She said this at a program to launch an exhibition of products from India. An Indian business delegation is in the country to explore business opportunities and share ideas with their Ghanaian counterparts. The delegation is made up of people with interest in agriculture, health, tourism, manufacturing and mining. Eya Kwamwa has the details.
India has assisted Ghana's development efforts in the spirit of South-South cooperation over the years. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, said the program is a testimony of the country's congenial business environment. She said Ghana and India have a lot of thriving businesses, citing Airtel and Melcom as examples. Madam Tete said, notwithstanding the year being an election year, Ghana is still a preferred destination for doing business due to its democratic credentials.
Well, we'll provide all the avenues for increased investment and partnership within our economy. Elections notwithstanding, Ghana certainly, once December 7th is over, will continue to be the country that you have known, a good place to do business, and will continue to be your best option for investment in West Africa. We believe because of our peace, our safety, our security, and our commitment to continuity of the basic principles of state policy, irrespective of the party in power.
The Indian head of Department of Commerce and Industry, D.S. Desi, said Ghana's growing profile as an emerging economy, coupled with the oil fine, makes it the preferred destination for doing business in the sub-region.
Ghana's growing profile as an emerging economy in West Africa and the safe placement of oil exploration and commercial bonds provides an opportunity to businessmen, entrepreneurs, and the areas of the interest. Ghana has also large reserves of natural gas, which would further add to business opportunities to Indian companies. India and Ghana have already signed an MOU for a setting up of a gas based fertilizer plant at an estimated cost of US$1.2 billion.
Mr. Desi explained that the main objective of the Indian show is to exhibit products of Indian companies and their capabilities. He appealed to the business communities from both countries to work together towards a common goal for their mutual benefit.
A report by Yaya Kwamwa.